This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that's been on my show back in June 25th of this year. We're talking no other than American Premium Water Corporation. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HIPH. And with us today is Ryan Fischoff. Ryan, thank you so much for getting a call over from London and calling into the studios.
No, thanks for having me, Everett. I always have a good time joining the show.
You know, you guys are, and if I may say this and be so bold, you guys are starting to knock it out of the park, and I'm really proud of what you guys are doing out there. You've been on my show numerous of times. If you would, give us an update on the progress, why you're over there, and how we're going to be generating revenues here coming this third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, I think the company's making good progress. As we announced earlier this week, you know, we have our largest contract to date, and you know, there's other, you know, we also announced a couple of weeks ago, we have a over $200,000 order here as well. So we're really excited about the, you know, the possibilities, not just here in the UK, but also back at home in the US. We have a lot in the pipeline as far as deal flow with our all our different products in the CBD space. And we're really excited. You know, things are starting to turn the corner. And I think, you know, especially coming into the second half of the year, we'll be seeing more, positive things coming from the company.
Why are you over there in London today?
So we're just working, you know, as we stated earlier this week when we announced revenues, just trying to settle the payment from his last contract. With new banking regulations, UK to US, there's some problems. So I'm working on just sorting out those issues.
You guys recently put out a press release. You're working with another company to produce the new PET CBD water. When is that going to come out? And tell us a little bit about it.
So we're targeting next week for launch of our CBD PET water. We're really excited. We're working with Linkres Pets on that project. It's a joint venture with them. We're really excited. This is a product that is, there really is no competition in the marketplace. It's unique. I think pet designed beverages in general is a low entry point. There aren't many beverage products that cater to pets on the marketplace. So we think we can really gain some steam with this novel product and become a market leader really, really quickly. So we're really excited about that launch next week.
You know, I've got a couple questions for you about the CBD water for pets and for human consumption. Why do you think it's just now starting to take off? You guys are an innovator. Do you think you was ahead of the curve, line?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that we were ahead of the curve as so much as that we saw where the market was going. I think our technology is very innovative. We have a proprietary hydro nano formulation that breaks down the particle size of the CBD to less than 1 nanometer in size. And it's something that's been independently verified by a third-party laboratory. So it's technology that has been proven to work. And I think a lot of our competitors haven't shown that level of precision or demonstrated that level of scientific prowess in their products. So I think that's, you know, what stands out for us.
Early.
And
go ahead.
I think that validates where our innovation is and where our thoughts have been all along in this process.
Well, you guys are definitely hitting on all 8 cylinders. Earlier this year, you said, Everett, I think we'll do about $1 million in revenue. These 2 recent contracts, you guys are going to do over that. That being said, what are the goals for the remainder of 2019?
Well, we're looking to get more distribution. I mean, I don't think we have any time to put our foot off the pedal. Get more distribution, you know, roll out this product, continue to get more doors for our product in the U.S. Also, you know, really work with Vinex and help get that product into more brick and mortar stores. We have a number of meetings lined up in the next month or so, so we're really excited about getting that off the ground. So there's a lot of things that we're really focusing on for the latter part of the year. More expansion here. We hope to launch our CBD infused beer with Hanlon's Brewery over here in the next couple months. So we're really excited. We have a lot of things in the pipeline that we're really excited about.
My guest today has been Ryan Fischoff. He's the CEO of American Premium Water Corporation. You can find his company on the OTC markets, trading under the ticker symbol HIPH. Very undervalued here at around $2.5 million. And that's my personal opinion. Ryan, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today and what they can look forward to?
Sure. I think there certainly has been some volatility in the stock over the past few months. And I think just to look past that and see there's a lot in the pipeline. We're making progress, and it's something that we're working every day just to continue to grow and continue to execute our business plan and become the company that we know that we want to be and can be. So we are excited. I'm excited. And it's going to be a great fall heading into the holiday season.
As for my listeners, if you want to take a look at some of their products, go to their website. It's AmericanPremiumWater.com. Ryan, I want to thank you for stopping by. I know you're really busy over there being in London right now, but I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. And, I wish you nothing but the best out there.
No, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Always a good time being on the show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.